This is the Improve Your Online Presence podcast by Ogle Web Design. This show is a part of my mission to help small businesses embrace technology and achieve success online. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Improve Your Online Presence podcast. My name is Kyle Van Dusen, and today we're going to take another look at one of my customers' questions they sent me recently. And this one actually has to do with email marketing and how often you should be sending emails out to your list. But before we jump into the question, I just want to say that I, for one, think that email marketing is an extremely valuable tool. And if you're not using it in at least some ways in your business, you're missing out on some great opportunities, whether it's to keep in contact and top of mind really with your customers, or to automate a process like onboarding, or as a lead generation tool. Email marketing has a place in just about every business today. And I have a feeling we will circle back to this topic quite a bit in upcoming episodes. But for now, let's go ahead and dive into the question my customer had and how I went about answering this for him and the advice I gave to him. So here's what he said. I just emailed my customers this week, but now I have a new blog post I want to share with them. And since I hardly ever send emails out to my customers, should I wait until next week to send the email? So really what he's asking here is he's afraid of bugging his customers too much. And I guess, yeah, there's a possibility you run that risk. But I think if we take a little bit of a deeper dive into this, you can see why you can email people more frequently than you might expect and still have your email marketing really effective. So today we're going to examine three things that I think if you get right, you won't have to ask the question, am I bugging my customers? And so the first thing that we need to look at and remember is they asked you to email them. The people who are on your list are on there because they have opted in somehow. At least I hope they've opted into your list. They are voluntarily opting in, right? If someone asked you to email them, do you think they'd be angry that you did? You're not bugging them. You're actually following through on a promise that you made to them. It would actually be rude of you not to email them. Unfortunately, we tend to get caught up in the quantity of subscribers and not the quality. Yeah, it feels great to have a huge email list, but if those people aren't actually interested in what you have to say, what is the point of emailing them? And this is probably going to sound counterintuitive, but it's imperative that you actively keep your subscriber list clean. And that's going to mean actively getting rid of subscribers as much as you're trying to get them. And I actually recently did this with my own list in a drastic way. I had been collecting emails through lead generation funnels for a couple years now. And in that time, I had probably grown my list to a couple thousand subscribers. But when I would go in and look at the analytics of all the emails I was sending out, I could see that very few people were actually reading them. So while it pained me to trim my list as dramatically as I did, what was the point of sending out emails that would never be read? So I just cut my list down to the people who either open it consistently or who were active customers of mine. And believe me, that list was not very big. And it was a bit painful to see my list shrink dramatically. But knowing that this list is of much more high quality and filled with people who want to hear from me, I know that my marketing is going to be more effective. Now, there are a couple ways you can go about doing this, and perhaps we'll take a deeper dive into that in a future episode, but I would start with trying to segment your list down to people who actively read your emails and customers you work with on an ongoing basis. And there are a couple ways you can do this, either manually by going through the list yourself. This way is nice, but it takes a lot of time, and you're going to have a really good knowledge of who's actually reading your emails and who your active customers are. The other option would be to let subscribers kind of self-select by sending an email that asks them to either opt in again or ask them to opt out if they no longer are interested. Again, there are a lot of details we could explore on exactly how to go about doing this, but for the sake of this episode, we'll just save those for another day. The point is, you want to keep your email list healthy, full of people who are engaged and want to hear from you. By having confidence that your list wants to get an email from you, you won't have the same question that my customer asked me. And that brings us to our second point, and this is to be consistent. And consistency is important in every form of marketing, really, and email marketing is the same. In my customer's case, I think consistency was actually the problem he was facing. It wasn't that two emails in a week would be too much. It's that two emails after months of silence might be too much. Setting up a consistent schedule for your emails can be very valuable, not only in keeping you in track of sending them, but getting people kind of into a rhythm of knowing what to expect and when. They might never notice that your emails come in specifically on a Tuesday morning, but if you spend time building up that rhythm, they'll notice when something is off. Once you have a consistent schedule down, trying to figure out if sending an additional email is too much makes all of that a whole lot easier. Just think of it this way. If you've sent out 6 emails in the last 12 months, then you're averaging about 1 email every 2 months. If you send 2 in a week, that's going to seem very out of place and off of that natural rhythm. However, if you send 1 email a week for the last 12 months, and something comes up that's timely and you throw in an extra one, it's not going to be nearly as noticeable. How often you send out these emails is really up to you, but no matter what schedule you set, staying consistent with that schedule is really an important part of seeing success. And when you're consistent, you can keep people engaged and make it easier to know if your email is going out at an appropriate time or not. And finally, this brings us to our last of the 3 topics I want to discuss. And I kind of saved the best for last here. The most obvious thing you can ask yourself when you're considering sending something out to your list is this valuable to my audience? In my customer's case, his email was really valuable to his audience, and it was part of the reason I encouraged him to go send it out, along with kind of warming up his email list at the same time. But sending out valuable information should be the primary focus of all your email marketing efforts, regardless of any other factors. No matter the schedule and who reads it or not, if it's packed full of value, then it will be successful. So what is a valuable email? Well, it really depends on your audience. You know, for my business, I send out a lot of tips and stuff that are similar to this podcast, things business owners can use in their own business to improve their digital marketing. The first goal of any email I write is, how can this be really valuable to my audience? But every business is going to be different. A landscaper might send tips for the best times to water your lawn. A restaurant might send out coupons or special offers. And an accounting firm might remind folks when it's time to file their estimated quarterly taxes. But in any of these scenarios, you just have to ask yourself, is this going to be valuable to my audience? So if you're like my customer and you're wondering if you should send out an additional email to your list or if the email you have is right to send out to your list, I think there's 3 questions you can ask yourself. Is it valuable? Do the people on my list want it? And am I being consistent? And if you can answer yes to at least 2 of those questions, then you're probably safe. And if you can answer yes to all 3 of them, you better hit the send button right now. Hopefully this helps answer that question for you guys as well. And if you have any more questions, feel free to email me at kyle@ogleweb.com, and I'll be glad to answer those for you personally. If you have any other questions you'd like to hear answered on the podcast, send me an email and I'll be glad to cover those in a future episode. We'll catch you on the next one.